This episode of Be Calm on Ah Wei Island is sponsored by NorthAmericanUrbanSpice.com. Here on Ah Wei Island, we understand the value of a good night's sleep. That's why we're excited to introduce you to Herbal Z's, an all-natural and melatonin-free sleep solution from NorthAmericanUrbanSpice.com. Why is melatonin-free so important? Melatonin can cause unpleasant dreams, morning grogginess, and dependency. Herbal Z's is designed to provide a restful REM sleep without melatonin's unwelcome side effects. With completely natural ingredients like chamomile, magnolia bark extract, and ashwagandha extract, Herbal Z's is an innovative, 100% natural bedtime formulation for all ages. Experience a peaceful night's sleep with Herbal Z's. Ah Wei Islanders can get 25% off all products, including Herbal Z's, at NorthAmericanHerbAndSpice.com by using promo code BECALM25 at checkout. That's BECALM25. 25 for 25% off your order at NorthAmericanHerbAndSpice.com.
Hello, Ah Wei Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Ah Wei Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a nice deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath, in and out. Good job. Today, we're going to relax our entire bodies. First, wiggle all your toes, and then squeeze your toes together and relax them. Then, lift your leg up just a little and let it float down. Now lift your other leg just a little and let it float down. Let's take another deep dragon breath in and out. Next, squeeze both your hands into tight fists and then release them. As you relax your hands, reach your arms around your chest and give yourself a big hug. And release. Now, make a very grumpy face. Squeeze your eyes shut. Squinch up your mouth and hold that grumpy face. And let it go. Now your whole body is relaxed. So let's take one final deep dragon breath in and out. Great. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. We're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Marvelous Mangoes. One hot, sunny day in the Awe Island Animal Sanctuary, Ronnie Rhino meandered through the sun-bleached grass, taking in the serene beauty that surrounded her. The sanctuary hummed with life as various animals went about their day. Nearby, gazelles grazed in the grass, and colorful birds fluttered overhead. A gentle breeze rustled through the nearby trees, carrying with it the soothing scent of the earth. It was a perfect day for a leisurely walk, and Ronnie was happy to go wherever her fancy took her. As Ronnie continued her stroll, her hooves gently brushing against the soft blades of grass, she stumbled upon a fallen mango branch. Many ripe mangoes still hung from it, and now the tantalizing orange fruits lay on the ground, in front of Ronnie, easily within reach. Ronnie's mouth watered at the sight. Mangoes were her favorite. Usually, the fruit dangled so high in their tree that it was impossible for a little rhinoceros to reach them. Ronnie would normally count herself lucky if even one fell to the ground. But now, here in front of her, was a whole branchful of mangoes. Ronnie closed her eyes and took a deep inhale. The air was thick with the heavenly scent of the luscious mangoes. Ronnie opened her eyes again and leaned down, taking a big bite from a plump mango on the fallen branch. Its sweet juices tickled her taste buds. It was tropical, refreshing, and delicious. As Ronnie savored the juicy mango, an idea began to form in her mind. She imagined having all the mangoes to herself, picturing being able to enjoy each one, bite by bite. Ronnie decided that because she had been the first one to find the mangoes, they should all be hers. All she had to do was make sure no one else found them. Thinking quickly, Ronnie took hold of the branch in her mouth, carried it over to a nearby rock, and set it down in the grass there. She even arranged some of the leaves to cover the mangoes, ensuring their presence was expertly concealed from prying eyes. Ronnie took a step back to survey her work. Just as she had planned, she couldn't see any sign of the deep orange fruit now that it was hidden. Satisfied with her work, Ronnie continued on her walk, intending to return later in the day for an evening snack. As Ronnie continued her leisurely stroll through the sanctuary, she spotted a shady little pond under a grand old tree where her friends had gathered. Henrietta Hippo was taking a refreshing dip, partially submerged in the pool, while Oliver Elephant sprayed water over himself, using his long trunk like a playful sprinkler. Ronnie couldn't help but smile at the sight of her friends enjoying their cool retreat from the sun's rays. As Ronnie approached them, she overheard a bit of their conversation. Henrietta yawned and stretched her hefty body, saying, "You know what I love most about summer, Oliver?" "What's that, Henrietta?" asked Oliver. "It's the incredible fruits that come with it," answered Henrietta with a toothy grin. "Sometimes the caretakers here will bring in a refreshing watermelon or some sweet strawberries for a treat. Just thinking about them right now makes my mouth water." Oliver nodded in agreement, his ears flapping with excitement. "Absolutely," he said. "My favorite is banana." Henrietta sighed. "On a hot day like this, I could sure go for a juicy piece of fruit." Hearing her friend's conversation made Ronnie feel a twinge of guilt. Ronnie knew how much her friends at the sanctuary loved sweet and juicy fruits, just like she did. She wondered if it was selfish of her to try and keep the treasure trove of mangoes all to herself. Ronnie's thoughts were interrupted by a joyful trumpeting. "Hi there, Ronnie," called Oliver, who was waving his trunk in her direction. "Come join us by the pond," said Henrietta. Ronnie walked over to join her friends and took a seat by the water. "Hi, Oliver. Hi, Henrietta," she said. "We were just talking about how wonderful a piece of fruit sounds right about now," said Henrietta. "What's your favorite fruit, Ronnie?" asked Oliver. "I'm sure it's something unique and exciting." Ronnie looked down, sheepishly, and answered, "Well, I have to admit, mangoes are my favorite." "Oh, I love me a mango," said Henrietta. "It's like a piece of sunshine in your mouth." "Agreed," said Oliver. As Ronnie listened to her friends, she noticed the gleam of longing in their eyes. She could brighten their day if she shared her mangoes with them. In fact, a feast of mangoes would be a joyous occasion for most of the animals in the sanctuary. Ronnie smiled to herself as she came to a decision. Even though it would be nice to have all those mangoes for herself, it would be even nicer to share them. After all, an incredible meal was best experienced together. "Speaking of mangoes," offered Ronnie, "on my walk today, I came across something incredible." Henrietta and Oliver leaned in, their curiosity piqued. "Tell us, Ronnie, what did you find?" asked Oliver. Ronnie told Henrietta and Oliver all about the mango branch she had found. Together, they came up with a plan to share Ronnie's discovery with all the animals in the sanctuary. "We should bring the mango branch to the center of the sanctuary tonight," Oliver suggested, his voice filled with excitement. "That way, everyone can enjoy the delicious mangoes together." Henrietta nodded enthusiastically. "That's a fantastic idea, Oliver. We can spread the word and invite all the animals to join us. It'll be a memorable feast for everyone." Ronnie's heart swelled with happiness. Seeing her friend's excitement washed away any regret she had about sharing her secret find. She couldn't wait to see the smiles on the rest of the animals' faces when they indulged in the sweet mangoes. "Yes, let's do it," Ronnie exclaimed, her voice brimming with enthusiasm. we'll make sure everyone knows about the Mango Feast. That night, under the rising moon, many sanctuary animals gathered in the center of the sanctuary, filled with anticipation. They wagged their tails, flapped their wings, and wiggled their noses, eagerly awaiting the arrival of Ronnie and the magnificent mango branch. When Ronnie approached, they erupted in cheers. As they all shared in the mango feast, the sanctuary transformed into a hub of happiness and laughter. As Ronnie looked around at the camaraderie and friendship here, her heart filled with joy. Later, as the night grew darker and the stars shimmered above, Ronnie Rhino nestled in a cozy spot beside her mother and brother. The sanctuary was quiet, save for the gentle rustling of leaves and the distant chirping of crickets. Wrapped in the warmth of her family's love, Ronnie could feel her eyelids growing heavier with each passing moment. She took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Inhaling the soothing scent of the grass, Ronnie thought about her day and everything she had to be thankful for. Lying there, Ronnie felt thankful for the good fortune that led her to discover the mango branch. It was as if the universe had conspired to give her the opportunity to learn about generosity and the power of sharing. Ronnie was thankful for the lessons she had learned. Ronnie took another deep dragon breath, in and out. And thought about her dear friends, Henrietta and Oliver. They had shared in the excitement and joy of the Mango Feast, bringing laughter and happiness to the gathering. Ronnie loved seeing the smiles on their faces. Snuggling into the grass, Ronnie took one last deep dragon breath, in and out. And drifted off to sleep, dreaming of sharing more meals with her friends. Thank you for joining us to Be Calm on Awe Island. See you next time.